This is around 60 and 61, somewhere in there. You recorded an instrumental album?
Rhonda was on Capitol Records. We went to Nashville and recorded an album. Rhonda Jackson, it was called There's a Party Going On. And I played, which was very unusual for any major label to let an artist of theirs use their road band. Because they had found out we're playing in a studio and playing on the road are two different talents. But they did let Rhonda use her road band, which included me. Ken Nelson was the A&R man at Capitol Records. I was doing some crazy things. And Rhonda, as we all know, was recently inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. She was doing rockabilly kind of things, so I adapted myself to fit what she was doing. I did a thing with what they later called slide guitar, but I was doing it using a plastic bottle and getting a real funky sound. Everybody was raving about this unknown guitar player with Rhonda. So Ken Nelson came out. He said, "How would you like to record for Capitol Records?" I said, "I'd love it." He said, "Well, what I'll do is I'll have to sign you as an instrumentalist because I have so many vocalists on the label already that we are needing to find hit records for. If I go back and tell them I've just signed another singer, it'll cost me my job. So what we'll do is I'll sign you as an instrumentalist." He said, "I know you want to sing, so we'll work you into the lineup."
In this time period, Jack Parr is hosting The Tonight Show on NBC. He was getting ready to leave, and Johnny Carson had been tabbed to be the next host.
Right.
Here's where Jimmy Dean comes into your life again, because they had guest hosts in between Johnny and Jack, and Jimmy Dean is one of those guest hosts.
I think the reason they did that was to break the image, because Parr was so strong. To run in an unknown, Johnny Carson, he had a daily television show, but nothing to compare with The Tonight Show. If they run him in, it would be more than a mere mortal could stand. So they got different hosts in to sort of break that image, and one of the hosts was Jimmy Dean. I was playing a club in Safford, Arizona. I get a phone call on, must have been Wednesday night, because it took Jimmy that long to track me down. He said, "I want you to come to New York and be on The Tonight Show with me. I'm hosting, but the last show is Friday night. You're out in Arizona. I've been trying to get you for a week." He said, "You think you can get here?" I said, "I'll give it a try." So I chartered an airplane, a little single-engine airplane, from Safford, Arizona, to Tucson, Arizona, to Phoenix, Arizona, to Chicago, from Chicago to New York City, to a cab to NBC. When I got there, I didn't see Jimmy until no more than an hour before they taped, which they taped at like 5 o'clock. Jimmy come up and he said, "What do they have you down for?" I said, "Well, they said they wanted me to think about doing two tunes, maybe a third one with you." He said, "I'll tell you what, we'll do the two tunes. If that don't get them, we'll do two more. If that don't get them, we'll do whatever it takes. When you leave here tonight, you're going to be tall hog at the trough." People said, "Well, you and him didn't get along because he fired you." And I said, "We didn't have a cross word. I just wasn't up to his standards then. And he had me on The Tonight Show, which was a fastball right down the middle."
Was that a nervous time for you? Because Jack Parr had a big following. I mean, Tonight Show was already established. It was huge.
Yeah, but I had nothing to lose. I didn't have a career of that magnitude. So I really wasn't worried about flunking. I went in and just did what I've been doing all along. I didn't change anything. I did The Great Pretender, and I did a guitar instrumental, which I don't recall. And Jimmy and I did something together, and I was tall hog.
Well, you talked about the power of television, and that was locally. This is nationwide, so your next play date, people must have just absolutely mobbed you.
Well, I went back to the club Hotel Buena Vista in Safford, Arizona, is where I had been playing when Jimmy called. As soon as I did the Tonight Show, I had to jump in the cab and just tell Jimmy I'd see him later and go to Chicago, Phoenix, Tucson, and back to Safford. You talk about a log jam. They picked me up at the airport, and he said, "You're in trouble. I don't know if you're going to be able to get to the little bitty hotel and little bitty showroom." God knows it took us 2 hours to go a half a mile. They come from out of everywhere. We had to do 3 shows a night and turn the crowd over, the audience over. It was just totally, at that time, that was the biggest thing that ever happened in my life. I had a couple instrumental records that were fairly successful, but nothing to compare with national television, where they know your face and they know your name and they know what you do.
And then you were a personality, I would imagine, with Jimmy, because the two of you bantered, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
He was a great talker. So were you. You were more than just a musician. You were a personality out of that.
And we knew each other in depth.
Yeah.
We knew each other's secret and things we didn't necessarily want the public to know. We knew on each other.
So on television, you were looking into each other's eyes.
Oh,
I know, you know.
That little spark. What are they thinking about each other?